The Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Kufi Zayin Amud Beis towards the bottom has the Machlokes Tanakame of Rabbi Chidka, whether there's a chiv of having three sudas on Shabbos or four sudas on Shabbos. We assume that the chiv is to have three sudas on Shabbos, and that based on Sukkim, the three hayoms that we have in this week's Sedra. There's a reference to the three sudas on Shabbos. Pashup Shad is that there's no difference in quality between the three sudas on Shabbos. There's no indication in the Gemara that there should be any difference in halacha between suda number one, suda number two, and suda number three. The Rambam, for example, in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, halacha vav, the Rambam writes, I think it's halacha yud. Sorry, it's not in the sheet here. The Rambam writes in halacha yud, chayv adam lachal gimel sudas b'shabbos, achas arvith v'yach b'shachas v'yachas v'mincha, v'zorach lizor b'shalos sudas elu shelo yivchos mehan klal, afilo ani em esparnas min avtaka, soed shalos sudas, etc. V'zorach lekboa kol suda mishloshan al yayin, v'lo soa al shtei kikaras v'chein b'yam metovim. That all three sudas on Shabbos, according to the Rambam, you have to have pass. And it sounds like you have to make Kiddush. Kesef Mishnah doesn't think he really means you have to make Kiddush, you just have to have wine. But be that as it may, the Rambam seems to equate all three sudas. We know there's a famous position of Rabbeinu Tam that you could possibly be Yotzei Shalosh Sudas with Minei Targima, with something short of Pas. Although there are two different formulations of the Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam and Rishonim, whether Rabbeinu Tam indeed was only referring to Shalosh Sudas, or perhaps he was referring to all three sudas, then maybe you could be Yotzei all three sudas without Pas. But without going into those details, there is a Chiv of Gimel Sudas on Shabbos, and perhaps Shalosh Sudas may be a notch below in terms of certain details. That's not our topic of this evening. What we will be discussing is whether there is a chiyuv, and what is the nature of a suda revius, the meal to be eaten after Shabbos, what we refer to colloquially as a malava malka. So what is the basis for having such a suda? The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yutes, which is here in page, second page of the Mar Makomas, Kuf Yutes Amud Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos relates the following. It's in the medium-sized lines. Amr Blazer, La'olam yisadir adam shelchana be'er Shabbos, afapisha einu sarach ela likazayis. A person should always set his table before Shabbos, even though he only needs to eat a kazayis. The Amr of Chanina, La'olam yisadir adam shelchana be'motzai Shabbos, afapisha einu sarach ela likazayis. That a person should always set his table on Motzai Shabbos, even though he only needs to eat a kizayis. The Gemara seems to equate setting the table on Erev Shabbos with setting the table on Motzai Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, Chamin b'Motzai Shabbos melugba, if you have hot stuff, Rashi writes Chamin both to drink and to wash yourself with, so that has certain therapeutic benefits. Path chamba b'motzei Shabbos melugma, also if you have hot bread on Motzei Shabbos, that has therapeutic benefit. Rabbi Abo hava avdin lei b'afukei Shabbos igla tilsa. So Rabbi Abo, they make for him on Motzei Shabbos a calf, the best kind of a calf. Hava achem minei kol yaseh, he would only eat the kidneys, or certain part of the animal. Why do you have to shech the whole animal, just eat a little bit? Why don't you just have a little bit of leftovers? The same animal that you eat in Shabbos, have that on Motzei Shabbos. So you try that once. Shavku v'yasa aryeh achle. So they did that, and then a lion came and ate the animal that they thought they were saving by not shechting. So you see, you shouldn't rely on leftovers. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. Sigmar here presents this notion that you should be Misadr Shulchan on Erev Shabbos and Misadr Shulchan on Motzei Shabbos. Rashi writes over here, but Motzei Shabbos, Nami kavod Shabbos lelavos b'tziaso derech kavod. So it is an element of kavod Shabbos to escort Shabbos out after it's complete. Ka'adam hamelavos hamelach b'tzei some ear, like a person would escort out the king upon his leaving this city. So Rashi stresses this is an element of kavod Shabbos. And that also seems to be what the Rambam says. This we do have on the page, on the next page, Halacha Hey, Perek Lamed Halacha Hey. Misadir Adam Shulchanah Be'er Shabbos, V'afa B'Sheinu Tzarech Ela Kizayis. V'chei Misadir Shulchanah B'Mosai Shabbos, Afa B'Sheinu Tzarech Ela Kizayis. Kedei L'chabdo B'Chnisas B'Tziyasa. This is an element of Kavod Shabbos, to honor Shabbos when it comes in, and to honor Shabbos when it goes out. And the Rambam presents this separately from the halachos of Sud of Shabbos. Right? This is Hilchos Kavod Shabbos. And then a few halachos later, the Rambam has Hilchos Oneg Shabbos, if you will, and there includes the three Sudos of Shabbos. So Malav Malka appears separately from the other Sudos of Shabbos. And the Lashon HaGemara sounds very much like the emphasis is not on the consumption of the Suda per se, but on the setup. On the Yisadir Adam Shulchan, a person should set up the table. So that is emphasized a little bit more by the Taz. The Simen of Malav Malkin Shulchan Aruch is Simen Shin in Arachayim. All it says in Shulchan Aruch is Lashon HaGemara essentially. La'olam Yisadir Adam Shulchan B'motzei Shabbos Kidei L'Lavos Es HaShabbos Afilu Einu Sarach Elo Kizayis. So the same Lashon HaGemara that a person should set up the table on Motzei Shabbos. So the Taz stresses over here that the Iker is the Hachana, not necessarily the eating, but the preparation. As the Taz writes, "Priestess Ma'apa al-Shochan, you should set out the tablecloth on the table. Vishar minim ha-nehugim etzlo la-richas shochan. Whatever else is the norm for how you set up a table. And that's the Kavana of the Gemara of Yisadir Adam Shulchano b'motzai Shabbos. And even if you're only going to eat a minimal amount of food, you should do it in a b'kavadik fashion by setting the table and creating a certain atmosphere of love and malka. To the point that the Eliyahu Rabbah writes that if a person is going to be fasting on Motzei Shabbos for whatever reason, even if he's not eating anything, he should still set up the table. He writes as follows, quoting from the Shalah, "Kasef Hashalah b'misha mis'ana b'Motzei Shabbos kagon shemafsik mevod yom." So even though in general, if a person has a voluntary tannus, usually starts it the next morning, but sometimes a person can start the voluntary tannus at night. So if a person starts the voluntary tannus at night, so he's not going to eat when Shabbos is over. Nevertheless, as a yatriach lahachin suda zulacherim, you should try to set up a suda from Lava Malka for others. V'yilame v'yilmat hamamarim v'dinam hamizgarim b'suda. You should learn the halachos and the sing the zmiros and whatever you normally do at a suda from Lava Malka, even if you're not going to eat it yourself. So it sounds like there's an element of kavod Shabbos just by setting the table, making the preparation, even if you're not going to eat anything yourself. So what is the, what kind of chiyuv is this? So the Ritva writes, and that's again Shabbos, so it's on page number one over here. La'olam yastir adam shulchan b'motzei Shabbos perish kol heichad efshar. That where it's possible, it's preferable. Aval ein zachova, but it's not an absolute obligation. Darmin ale'el, an kuf yud ches, darmin ale'i maidabas amecha, b'fuke shabsa och le'hasha. There the Gemara is talking about an ani. So an ani you have to provide, or someone's passing through town, he doesn't have enough food, so you have to provide him with the requisite sudos for Shabbos. So Gemara there says you have to provide him for the Shabbos sudos. There's no mention of a suda on Motzei Shabbos, even though in general, if you provide an ani with sudos, you provide two meals a day. What about the Motzei Shabbos sudos? So Gemara there says that whatever he would normally eat on Motzei Shabbos, he's going to eat on Shabbos itself. That sounds like there's no absolute chiyah from Lava Malka because there's no obligation to give an ani a sudas Lava Malka. Whatever he eats on Shabbos will be sufficient for his food for that day. Rashi says that as well, there on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Sharei tochalna samach le'erev. The person's going to eat Shal Shudas. He's going to eat right before nightfall anyway. He doesn't have to eat once it's night. Even though the Gemara says, La'olam yisad or other shulchan mo'ase Shabbos, hani mili lamanda afshalei. That's what Rashi says as well, it's preferable to have a suda mo'ase Shabbos if it's possible, but you don't have to extend yourself to provide that to an ani, or to someone passing through. That's not an absolute chiyuv, so that's not included in chiyuv eitz daka. Right. So take a look at the Rambam Peirush Mishnayos here in Peah. Rambam Peirush Mishnayos Peah Paraches Mishnah Zayin. So he writes as follows: Mi sheyesh lamazim shtei seudos shehi kalkelas yamecha lo yikach min hatamchui hamischalik b'chol yom. So the tamchui is the tzedakah that you give on a daily basis if someone doesn't have enough food for that day. So if a person has enough food for two meals, then he shouldn't take from the tamchui. So there's a tamchui, which is the food that be given out for people who don't have that for that day. And the kupa is people who didn't have food for an entire week. So what is the standard of poverty for taking from the kupa? That's someone who doesn't have enough food for 14 meals. How do you get 14 meals? So the Rambam writes, the arbas ve sudas mazan shavua lefi, Sheshalosh Seudas B'Shabbos V'Achas Esrei B'Sheshet Sayamu HaNeshar. So you have your six work days. On those six work days, you eat 11 meals. Why not 12? Because you don't need a meal on Friday, because you're going to have Friday night. So it's 11 meals during the week, plus 3 meals on Shabbos. Right, so that's a total of 14. So it's not 2 meals a day, it's 2 meals most days, 1 meal Erev Shabbos, and 3 meals on Shabbos. And then he writes, Ela she'ein choshvin lo sudas leil rishon. What about Motzei Shabbos? So that's not part of the cheshvin. Vimnei she'einu sarachla, you don't need to eat on Motzei Shabbos, you're not hungry anymore. Shekvar achal b'minchas Shabbos, you already ate shalosh shittos. V'hi ashlamas shalosh sudos shal Shabbos. So you're not hungry anymore on Motzei Shabbos. You had 3 meals on Shabbos. You already have shalosh shittos towards the end of the day. So as far as chiyuv eitz daka is concerned, that's not part of the cheshbon. And 14 meals does not include a Motzei Shabbos suda. So both from this Rambam Peirush Mishnayos and from the Ritva and from Rashi, it sounds like there's no absolute chiyuv from Lava Malka. It's preferable. La'olam yisad or adam shulchana. Perhaps there's an element of setting up the table even if you're not going to eat and even if you're going to eat a minimal amount. But there is no absolute chiyuv for a sudas malava malka. There's a sefer hamichtam in Sukkah, Daf Kazayin Mubeis. The other Gemara talks about the machlokes, Tanakam and Reb Lazar, whether there's an absolute chiyuv to have two sudas a day on every day of Sukkah. So we assume, like Tanakama, that there's no absolute chiyuv, and Reb Lazar is of the opinion that you have to have 14 sudos on Shabbos. So the Rishonim there discuss how do you get that cheshbon of 14 sudos. So the Sefer Michtam says, same kind of cheshbon that the Rambam has in Peirush Mishnayos in the context of Hilchos Tzedakah, he has in the context of Yudal Sudas on Shabbos. It's the same calculation that Shabbos you have 3 meals, and you don't count Lava Malka towards that cheshbon. Same lashon. Kevan de achel suda shlishis v'mincha tulo achel b'leil Motzei Shabbos. So once you already have shalosh shittos, then there's no need to eat again on Motzei Shabbos. So the footnote there on the Sefer Michtam says that maybe pshat is, what's the love of Malka? There's no absolute chiyuv to eat, but if you're going to eat, then you should eat in a mekabedik fashion with a set table and a whole party. Although according to what we're saying, maybe we can say a little bit different, that even if there is no chiyuv to eat, maybe there's still an element or a chiyuv of setting the table or having some kind of recognition that it's Motzei Shabbos. Okay. So despite the Rishonim that we've quoted until now, there is a position of the Gaon that Suda Shabbos is indeed, Suda Shabbos Malka is indeed an absolute chiyuv. So if you look in the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch here, in Simon Shin, Berger writes, Lik Hizayis, Kiloshin HaGemara, Ubepas Dafka, Melava Malka must be performed dafka with bread. Kemo be'er Shabbos, just as your Friday night meal needs to be consumed with bread. The Meimer der Blazar kahadadi itmar. That Gemara that we started with equates Sudas Leil Shabbos with Sudas Motzai Shabbos. Amr Blazar l'olim yisad adam shulchan be'er Shabbos. Amr Chanina l'olim yisad adam shulchan be'er Shabbos. So just like Sudas Leil Shabbos requires pas, so too Sudas Motzai Shabbos requires pas as well. And there are no fewer than three stories in the collection of stories of the Vilna Gaon that illustrate this point. So in the expanded version of the Maaser Rav, Tosefus Maaser Rav, so they have the following story. Rav Avadia quotes this in the Shuvan Yabia Omer Chelak Yud, I think it's Simon Lamed Gimel, that once a Gaon was not feeling well on Motzai Shabbos, and he vomited, and when he felt a little bit better, he told the people standing around him, he said, go check whether it's alos yet, because if it's not yet alos, he wanted to eat Sudas Mava Malka, so he told his Talmidim, whoever was there, that they should grind up a piece of bread into whatever small pieces, so that he'd be able to be Mekai in the midst of Mava Malka. So even though he was sick and not in any position to eat normal food, he instructed that they grind up the bread and put it into his mouth so they could be Mekayim Mlava Malka with pas. That's story number one. Second story there is that once the Goan's wife, we don't have too many stories about the Goan's wife, once the Goan's wife accepted upon herself a Tanis on Motzai Shabbos, and the Tanis started from Havdalah, and she went to sleep. So once the Gaon found out that his wife had gone to sleep, he woke her up, or had her woken up, and he said that whatever you think you may accomplish by your tannis is not going to atone for not having Mlava Malka. And then she got up and she had Sudas Mlava Malka. I guess maybe they did a Tarsan Dharm. Okay. And then story number three, Rav Sturmbach has in Chuas van Hagos Chelak Aleph Simon Reisam of Zion, that once Rav Chaim Volozhiner was visiting his Rebbe, the Gaon, and it was a Motzai Shabbos, and the Gaon asked him if he has Sudas Mlava Malka yet. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner told him that he wasn't feeling well, and he didn't want to harm his health by eating. He wasn't up to eating. So Gaon told him, So Rav Chaim Volozhiner said he wasn't up to eating pas because he wasn't feeling well. He just had some honey cake. So Gaon told him that that's not good enough. You have to eat Sudas Mlava Malka with pas, even if you're not feeling well. So these three stories of the Gaon indicate his strong feeling that Sudas Mlava Malka is an absolute chiyuv and cannot be compromised, even if you're holding an atanis and even in a situation of poor health. The Chayadam goes with that. The Chayadam writes, second to last page here, Klal Ches Oth Lamed Vav, Ashrei Misha Mekayim Suda Revias Bepas, V'hi Nikrei Sudas Mlava Malka, Ulmisha I Efshir Lo Lechol Pas, Akol Panim Yochol Mine Mizonos. So he's a little bit more liberal than the Gaon. He says, if you can eat pas, then at least have mizonos. V'zeo chov gomor. But he writes that Sudas Mlava Malka is an absolute chov. The Aruch HaShulchan on the last page here, Os Beis and Os Gimel, highly recommends having a proper Sudas Mlava Malka. And he also points out that it is appropriate to have meat. Sif Gimel over here. Ochlin Kazayis. V'nachol nachol basar misha yachol achol. That if a person is capable of having meat, then that is preferable. V'yam lav yachol dogim. And if you can't have meat, at least you should have fish. Shigam zeh machol chashev. O peiris tovim. where does this come from? They should have meat. So that the Gemara that we started with, the Gemara had the story of the Igla Tilsa. So apparently you see from there that there's a significance to having meat as part of your Sudas Malava Malka. And the Marashah points out over there, based on the last line of the Gemara, the leftover story, that you see from the fact that they were punished, or at least end up losing money, because or losing their cow, because they tried to cut corners and have leftovers from Lava Malka. So Marashah says, you see from there, that apparently that you should have food that you prepare specifically for Suda Lava Malka, and not rely on leftovers from Suda Shabbos even. There's an interesting comment in, there's a Chidush Rebbe Sal Ashkenazi. Sal Ashkenazi was the author or the compiler of the Shittim Kabetzes. So one of the volumes of Rabbi Bloy's Rishonim that he put out, the back of the Sefer Habatim LeRambam, they printed a few pages of some manuscript of Chidush Rebbe Sal Ashkenazi on Mesechta Shabbos. So he has an interesting comment over there. Why is it so important to have a Sudas Malva Malka? Because if you don't have a Sudas Malva Malka, then you give the impression that the reason you have Shalosh Sudas is because that's your evening meal, and not because of any particular calculation of Kavod Shabbos. So having a Sudas Malva Malka is megala. There's no intrinsic value in Sudas Malva Malka per se, but it's megala that the Shalosh Sudas that you had was a Shem Mitzvah Kavod Shabbos, and not just because you're hungry. Interesting perspective, which kind of is the opposite of what we saw in those Rishonim, that you don't have to give the Ani Sudas Lava Malka because you already have Shalosh Sudas. So precisely that point, in order to avoid the impression that Shalosh Sudas is your evening meal, so the Chidush of Sal Ashkenazi says that's why you have to have Lava Malka. So to the extent that one should have Lava Malka, whether it's a Chiyuv or not, so Mishnah Berurah recommends that it's preferable to have it before Chatzos. Rabbi Avadia quotes some who say that they should have it before 4 hours after Shabbos is over. And you see from that story of the Gaon assumed that you could be Yotzim Lava Malka until Sashachar, because he told his Talmidim to check if it was getting light yet, so he could have his Lava Malka even though he wasn't feeling well. This notion of Yisadah and Shulchano, whether or not it's absolutely or not, it's still important to try to do something as a kiyum of Sudas Mavamalkam.